And how did you experience that mercy in the confessional, 888-914-9149? It was one of those confessions where it absolutely took your breath away. And also, perhaps you have been away from the Sacrament of Reconciliation and then went back. What did that do for you? 888-914-9149. I've had a number of transformational confessions, thanks be to God. You have heard Father Kubicki probably talk about, I would say this is before I was here on Relevant Radio, so this is more than 5 years ago, where I would always go to confession, but I was having difficulty seeing the graces coming out of that. And I'd go to the same confessor, and he would give me the same advice. And he would say, you have to stop and listen for the, and I'm saying, listen for the grace. Wait, don't I? No, stop and listen. And he would give me that advice every couple of weeks. And then guess where I heard it? On Relevant Radio. As a listener, it was on the Go Ask Your Father program with Monsignor Stuart Sweatland. Someone asked a question, and it all connected. And that was like a rebirth. It was like a second baptism when you just connect the dots through the Holy Spirit. And it was like, oh, that's it. and it made the Sacrament of Reconciliation much more magnetic for me, more so than just kind of going in search of the graces. Not that that's bad. That's a good thing. But then what the Holy Spirit did through that phone caller to Go Ask Your Father as a listener to Relevant Radio was to allow me to do a deeper examination of conscience. So the confessions that were subsequent to that moment, that awakening, that reawakening, were quite profound for me. So I thank the Holy Spirit for that in Relevant Radio.
Amen. Wow. Praise God. You know, for me, John, what comes to my mind is just the experience from, let's say, the other side of the screen, being a priest who can be an instrument of God's mercy. And some of the most profound experiences I've had, where I think I get to experience a little bit of the joy that Jesus had when he forgave sins in his earthly life and continues to have through that sacrament. Some of the greatest experiences for me have been where somebody has come in saying something like this, you know, Father, I've never said this to anyone. I've been too embarrassed to confess this. I've held this back all these years. Or I've been away for 40 years, and I'm not sure how to do this. How do I go to confession? I don't think I can remember. Can you help me? And to help that person unburden the load, you know, to get rid of the things that have been weighing on their conscience that they feel so ashamed of, and to be not someone who condemns them. Pope Francis, during the Year of Mercy, was very big on that. He'd say, you know, that in that privileged moment where someone confessing their sins, unburdening themselves, comes before Christ, represented by the priest, that this is an encounter with mercy, and for that person to go away relieved and at peace, knowing that they've been forgiven. That's, for me, the greatest experience of being a priest, right next to being the way that Jesus comes to the altar, that through my words, this is my body, he takes flesh. Those two, I think, are, for me, the greatest experiences as a priest.
At 18 before the hour with Father James Kubicki, talking about those moments when you have truly experienced and really felt, even viscerally, the mercy of Christ in the confessional, those transformational confessionals. We're asking you to share those stories this morning at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Rick sent us email before he had to go into work. He's listening on Relevant Radio 640 in Philadelphia. And he said, would you please ask Father Kubicki, because I have a friend who hasn't been to confession since 1993. And I've been talking to him for a while, and he's at the point where he's considering, but he's got two objections. Number one, he's worried that the priest is going to be tough on him and lecture him. Okay, number one. And number two, he knows that he's weak and he might commit those same sins again. And he feels like he would be lying to the priest and to God. So Rick wants to know how to handle those objections, Father.
Wow, those are so common, you know. I think everyone approaches the sacrament, especially if it's to a priest that they're not familiar with, they don't know, or maybe they're afraid because they do know the priest and they're afraid that the priest will look at them differently. But I think that's where it takes that leap of faith. The evil spirit is the one who will tempt a person to say, oh, no, you know, this person may interrogate you, this priest may make you feel bad, he's going to condemn you. That's where it takes the leap of faith to say, no, you know, my experience of priests in the confessional, going to around the country in different places where I would go to confession, is to trust that priest will be an instrument of God's mercy and to take that chance. It basically comes down to that. And then the second objection or question is, you know, what's the point if I am probably going to fall into these sins in the future? The point is we need God's help and mercy. And in that moment, we're not being hypocritical. When we go to confession, we're saying, I know I'm weak, Lord. I need your grace. At this moment, I make a firm purpose of amendment that I do not want to commit these sins again. I can't guarantee that I won't, but at this moment, it's my expressed desire not to commit these sins again. And that's enough. The Lord receives that moment of purpose of amendment, and without, you know, our having to guarantee that we'll follow through on that.
On this feast day of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the patron saint of confessors and a man who is very gentle and understanding in that sacrament of reconciliation, we're talking about the times that you have gone to confession and it has really changed your life. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Karen in Dumont, New Jersey. Karen, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Good morning. Good morning, Father Kubicki. I have a little counsel for people who are scared to go to confession because they are so ashamed of what they've done. And I thought this was a line from a Shakespeare play, but I can't find it in any Shakespeare play. Maybe the Holy Spirit just gave it to me. And it is a sin, and I take the shame with joy for my Lord's sake. And it will get you through any horrible thing you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shame with joy.
In other words, the shame is, the way I read that is, the shame is a sign that you don't want to do this, that you're sorry you did it, and to see that you can be ashamed with joy because the Lord is bringing about a conversion through that awareness that you did something wrong. And to trust again that process. That's a beautiful line. I maybe one of our listeners or somebody can look that up, because if it's not in Shakespeare, it's certainly worthy of a great author, because that's a beautiful line. Could you repeat that again for us, Karen?
Yeah, could you say that one more time, Karen?
Yes. It is a sin. First of all, recognizing a sin, that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is
mm-hmm.
a sin,
right.
And I take the shame with joy for my Savior's sake.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it. I like that last part, too. It's to say, I have these negative feelings, I feel bad, and I offer that to the Lord in making reparation, in saying I make up for the wrong that I've done. And this little pain that I feel, this prick of my conscience or this shame, I offer it up to you as a sacrifice. And to, again, trust that in that sacrament, his mercy will come through the priest. So thank you so much, Karen.
Karen, thank you. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Bob in Chicago, good morning. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Hey, good morning, Father Kubicki. It's great to speak with you. I was thinking about last Lent on Relevant Radio. I heard the woman who, I believe, made the movie Unplanned. And someone came up to her at a speaking event, and they said to her, you know, how do you reconcile all you did with God? And she said, that's easy. I went to confession. Whatever I confess belongs to God. Whatever I keep, it belongs to me. And so I thought about that during Lent. I wrote down pretty much everything. I filled like four pages of a notebook of everything I ever did wrong. And I went to confession and told the priest, I know you're here as Jesus and to forgive sins in his place. And I think Jesus died not just for some of my sins, but for all my sins. And I'm going to start naming them now. And I was in there for about, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. And the priest was like kind of blown away. He's like, this is awesome. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, why take a shower and just, you know, like wash your arm or wash your leg? Why not wash your whole body? And I had a great Lent, and then I did, you know, the Divine Mercy Novena. And so I offer it to everybody who's listening. I just ask for all his forgiveness, and it worked for me. And I mean, that's what Easter's all about, right?
Right. Well, Bob, great advice. I love it. And you put it so practically and concretely. You're right. You know, why take a shower of just your arm? Have your whole body, and that Jesus died not just for some of our sins, but for all of our sins. So to bring them all to the Lord. That's great advice. And I think it's going to be helpful to a number of people who are listening right now. Thank you for that, Bob.
That is awesome, Bob. Thank you for that witness. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 on this Thursday, August 1st, the feast day of St. Alphonsus Liguori, who is the patron saint of confessors and also who had this tremendous understanding in the confessional as well. And we're talking about those moments when you have been in the confessional and you have had that transformational moment like Bob, and so many of our other Relevant Radio listeners like to share your witness now at 888-914-9149. Or maybe you or a loved one has been away from the sacrament and you went back. Share that moment with us at 888-914-9149 as we continue with Father Kubicki at 12 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Patrick Madrid is 8 minutes away at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Morning Air. John Harper, Glenn Leverins with Father James Kubicki, who is a Jesuit priest and our Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections on this Thursday, August 1st, the feast day of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the patron saint of confessors. And we're talking about, with his very gentle understanding of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, those transformational moments that you have had in the confessional, or maybe you've been away from the sacrament. 888-914-9149. We start with Chris in Sterling, New Jersey. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Father. I try to do the first Saturday devotion, and so it gives me a discipline to get to confession every month. And every month I get filled with fear and trepidation, that type of thing. And, oh, boy, oh, do I really need to go? Yeah, Chris, you really need to go to confession. But it's come to the point where it's like almost every confession is transformative. It's like you experience God's grace and his mercy and his love. Which is to confess that I'm a sinner and I've failed and I haven't loved my wife or my children as I should have. And it's just a great gift to be able to do that as a disciplined way doing the first Saturday devotions.
Yeah. Chris, could you tell our listeners a little more about the first Saturday devotion, where that came from or how that inspired you to go to confession regularly?
Yeah, it was from, if I'm correct, it's from Our Lady of Fatima asked us to do five first Saturdays where we go to confession. Well, we go to Mass, we spend 15 minutes with the Blessed Mother meditating upon her life and Jesus' life, where we go to confession, say a rosary, and pray for the intentions of the Holy Father for world peace, conversion of Russia, and the souls in purgatory. I just try to do it. I don't do it every month, but I just try to do it every month. And I've experienced mm-hmm. God's blessing and his mercy in that, and that discipline. So it's been great. And I'm a sinner, but then to walk out of the confession and say, he's freed me of my sins again. He's freed me there. He's freed me.
So, that's a beautiful witness, Chris.
And what a great feeling, too, to say, hey, I got a fresh start. There's a line in the sand. Now I go forward. I don't have to carry these sins or the guilt or the shame with me. I've got a fresh start. I think that's one of the joys that you experience every time you go.
Awesome, Chris. Thank you for sharing in Sterling, New Jersey. Let's go up to Smithfield, Rhode Island. Karen, listening to Relevant Radio 550. Karen, you were away from the Sacrament of Reconciliation for a while, weren't you?
I was. I was away for many years with the misunderstanding that in the beginning of Mass, the priest, when we do the beginning, cleanses you of your sins. But when I came back after many years during a Lenten mission, I had a friend that encouraged me to go. And when I went, all the priest said was, "Welcome home." And it was the most wonderful feeling. And I just wanted to call because if Bill has that friend that's been away, I'm hoping and praying that he also finds a priest who is that merciful and understanding. That I left the confessional, I don't even think I was walking on the ground. I was so floating that I had been so fearful. Every year it got worse. You know, you get more and more nervous, like, oh my gosh, it's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been a long time. You know, he's gonna be so upset, he's gonna yell, he's gonna, you know, be difficult. And it made it worse and worse to go. But when all he said was welcome home, and it was just marvelous. It was life changing.
Yeah. No, that's a great example for our listeners to hear, especially if anyone's been hesitating, you know, and because there is that moment where it just gets worse, where, you know, the longer you've been away, the more you think, oh, well, now he's really going to lay into me, that priest. And you know, every priest I've met and known takes that same viewpoint, that, you know, like the father and the prodigal son story, just glad to have you back. Welcome back. So thank you.
God bless you, Karen. Thank you for listening to Relevant Radio 550. Martine in Santa Maria, California. Good morning. You're on with Father Kubicki. Welcome to Morning Air.
Morning, Father. Yeah, I mean, I was away from church, well, for the last few years, you know, going on and off for Mass every Sunday, but I never had my confession for the last, 23 years. And been listening to Relevant Radio for the last few months, and it made me go back to do my confession. And I was kind of embarrassed at first, you know, with the priest. Didn't want to do it, you know, but I said, I got to do it. And I did it, and it feels good after all, you know. And now I do it like every two, like once a month. And it's just, thank God, you know, I mean, it's just, that's my experience. And other people should do it too, you know, if they feel like that, embarrassed or not into it. But I mean, I pray too every night now. Before I didn't do it, and it's just the grace of God, you know, feels good. And that's all my comment.
Well, thank you, Martin. That's a beautiful witness to, again, the power of God's love, that you overcame that kind of resistance in you, and it's led you to a lot of peace, and also, you know, the regular habit of confession, which strengthens you to be the person that God has called you to be. So thanks very much, Martin.
Martin, thank you, and welcome home. By the way, before you go to confession, use the Relevant Radio app, and there's the Confession Helper. And if you've been away from the sacrament, you'll see the very first tab is how to go to confession, and then tips on making a good confession. And the one that I use is the third tab down, that examination of conscience, because it really takes you deep into your conscience and helps you get a good confession together. And you know what you're going to say when you go into the confessional. And there's some prayers before confession and the act of contrition, and also some prayers after confession. So take a look at the Confession Helper on our Relevant Radio app. Father, another great and transformational moment here on Morning Air, as we have shared all of these witnesses, and so great to hear from our listeners in Rhode Island and California, who perhaps are reaching those who have been away from the Sacrament of Reconciliation to come back and to avail themselves of all of the graces that await them. Father James Kubicki is a Jesuit priest and a Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections. And Father is the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father, as always, thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, John. Take care.
Father James Kubicki here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Patrick Madrid is coming up next, talking about pro-choice activists who have put up abortion is freedom billboards in a Texas city. He'll explain. Take your calls next at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.